Process layouts. The manufacturing process types are implemented through process layout designs. Aligning processes with the appropriate layouts helps avoid inefficiencies. Process layouts specify the arrangement of the machines, departments, workstations, storage areas, aisles, and common areas in a facility. Exhibit 4-18 shows how layouts fit on the product process matrix. Exhibit 4-18. Manufacturing process layouts. Although there are hundreds of hybrid design layouts, they are all based on the basic fixed position, functional, cellular, and product-based layouts. One reason for all of the variants is that while layouts primarily correspond with particular process types, there could be times when a process type will switch to a different layout for a portion of the production process. The basic objective of the process layout decision is to ensure a smooth flow of work, materials, people, and information through the system. Each type of layout has its own unique set of advantages and disadvantages, and each tends to use its own type of material handling. In fact, material handling is an important part of all four layouts. The layout choices shown in Exhibit 4-18 can be characterized as either batch or flow processes. The principles of push systems are different depending on whether the process is batch or flow. In a push or material requirements planning, RP-based system, orders are released and pushed through work centers to execute the master production schedule, MPS, for batch processes. For RP-based flow manufacturing processes, rate-based schedules are released to execute MPS. Pull manufacturing systems are based on lean principles. Pull systems require a pull signal to trigger replenishment. Kanban systems are an example for work center replenishment. Organizations put a lot of thought into facility layout. Layouts have far-reaching implications for quality, productivity, and competitiveness. Therefore, strategic process layout selection and design are crucial to maximizing productivity and reducing costs in manufacturing operations. Criteria to select the best process layout for each environment include volume, variety, process resources, products/services required. Exhibit 4-19 provides the definitions of each type of process layout and an example. A discussion of each type of layout follows. Exhibit 4-19, process layouts. The fixed position and functional layouts might be considered process-based layouts. The cellular layout is a hybrid that could be called a product family layout. For the product-based layout, also called a product layout or an assembly line, the focus is more specialized for a particular product. Fixed position layout. A fixed position layout is used with project manufacturing to manufacture items that cannot be moved or are uneconomical to move frequently. The product remains in place and workers, materials, and equipment are moved into place as needed, as shown in Exhibit 4-20. Components might still be made elsewhere and shipped to the production site. The layout thus avoids the cost of moving the product. Exhibit 4-20. Fixed position layout. Ships, houses, and aircraft are examples. Often this layout is used in a project-type environment. Exhibit 4-21 describes benefits and limitations. Exhibit 4-21. Benefits and limitations of fixed position layout. Functional layout. A functional layout, process or job shop layout, organizes work centers by function. This layout can be used with either of the intermittent manufacturing process types, work center or batch. It is an economical choice when there is not enough production volume to justify setting up an assembly line. Various products are routed to a customized sequence of workstations. As seen in Exhibit 4-22, each work center specializes in a given type of activity and will have the specialized skill sets and equipment needed to perform those activities. The numbers in the exhibit could represent specific machinery that is needed, such as saw, press, shear, or welder. However, the work centers need to be flexible enough to handle a variety of tasks within their areas of specialization. Note also that the most frequently produced products, product line A in this example, may have the most efficient path through the layout, while others may follow more convoluted paths. Exhibit 4-22. Functional layout. This layout is particularly useful where a low volume of production is normal. If the products are not standardized, this layout is more desirable, because it has greater process flexibility than other types. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines process flexibility as the design of the manufacturing system, including operators and machinery, that allows quick changeovers to respond to near-term changes in product volume and 1009. It is a necessary tool in lean and just-in-time. In this type of layout, the same or similar types of operations are grouped together. This layout is suitable for custom jobs. Exhibit 4-23 describes benefits and limitations. Exhibit 4-23. Benefits and limitations of functional layout. Cellular layout. A cellular layout, also called work cells or cellular manufacturing, is a hybrid of a functional layout and a product-based layout. It places sequential steps adjacent to one another so one unit or a small batch can be processed from start to finish with no waiting at each station. No work-in-process inventory accumulates and lead times shrink significantly. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines some related terms. Cell, a manufacturing or service unit consisting of a number of workstations and the materials transport mechanisms and storage buffers that interconnect them. Work cell, dissimilar machines grouped together into a production unit to produce a family of parts having similar routings. C, cellular layout, cellular manufacturing, U-shaped layout. Nesting, the act of combining several small processes to form one larger process. This layout is used extensively in lean to enable fast, repetitive processing of small batches or single units. Cellular layouts can be used in intermittent environments that need to produce low volume and high variety as long as the products can be grouped into product families. In this case, each family gets its own custom production line called a work cell. Work centers with multiple identical pieces of equipment might be split up so that each line has some of the equipment now placed where it is needed to minimize materials handling distances and factory floor space. In other cases, a large, high-capacity or generalized piece of equipment might be replaced by smaller, lower-capacity equipment or more specialized equipment. Exhibit 4-24 shows how a functional layout might be rearranged into a cellular layout. Note how each product line uses nesting to produce dedicated work cells. Exhibit 4-24, cellular layout. Machines are grouped according to the process requirements for a set of similar items, part families, that require similar processing. Notice how some shared work centers, 2, 3, 4, and 7, might be kept in close proximity to allow for some of the benefits of a functional layout, such as shared storage of tools and dies. Even in this case, each cell would still likely have dedicated equipment so that no work-in-process inventory accumulates, since locating similar work centers nearby may not always be possible. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 have all or part of their work centers in more than one place. Some work centers may need to be split up or smaller equipment may need to be acquired to prioritize flow. When all equipment is dedicated to a single cell, the equipment in each work cell is effectively one work center to control, which greatly simplifies production activity control and scheduling. Since each part produced is immediately used by the next step in the line, quality issues will be detected before multiple units are produced. Also, cellular layouts are designed to accommodate one-piece flow. This means that only items that are actually ordered are produced. So these layouts tend to reduce finished goods inventories. The work center files might list similar work centers as alternate centers for emergency capacity increases. A final thing to note about Exhibit 4-24 is that the lines are arranged in a U-shape. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines U-lines as follows. Production lines shaped like the letter U. The shape allows workers to easily perform several non-sequential tasks without much walk time. The number of workstations in a U-line is usually determined by line balancing. U-lines promote communication. Shapes such as US or LS are considered ideal for cellular layouts, because many things no longer needed at the end of the process, such as empty bins, will be where they need to be to repeat the process. Many U-cells can also be located along a single trunk line to allow for a common area for materials handling. The workers at various pieces of equipment will be near enough to communicate with each other or move between stations without wasted motion. Exhibit 4-25 lists cellular layout benefits and limitations. Exhibit 4-25. Benefits and limitations of cellular layout. Product-based layout. A product-based layout is a dedicated flow that minimizes materials handling between work centers by placing each workstation in the proper sequence based on the routing of the products. In theory, this sequential layout allows the entire process to be laid out in a straight line, which at times may be totally dedicated to the production of only one product or product version. The flow of the line can then be subdivided so that labor and equipment are used smoothly throughout the operation. The flow is straightforward and customized for a limited range of very similar products. Product-based layouts are used with either type of flow system. Repetitive manufacturing, such as an assembly line, or continuous flow, such as a chemical processing facility, to maximize efficiency, lowest cost per unit. But their high degree of specialization requires large capital expenditures that need to be justified by large volumes. If the technology is appropriately aligned with the required volume, product-based layouts are highly cost-effective, even when their higher capital costs are factored in. This is because they require fewer changeovers, less downtime and labor associated with the changeover. As one might expect, movement from one station to the next in a product-based layout needs to be synchronized to avoid bottlenecks. However, work-in-process inventory is lower with this method, and less time is required to move work around and track its progress. Exhibit 4-26 shows how in this type of layout, only one type of product is produced in an operating area. The location of equipment and workers accommodates the flow of product in high-volume operations. Exhibit 4-26, product-based layout. The raw material is supplied at one end of the line and goes from one operation to the next quite rapidly, with a minimal amount of work in process, storage, and material handling. The product must be standardized and produced in large quantities to justify the product-based layout. Exhibit 4-27 describes benefits and limitations of this layout. Exhibit 4-27. Benefits and limitations of product-based layout.